Vayter in Shas, Rambam Vakamad of Kuf Hey, picking up on Kuf Hey, about six lines down or so, next part of the Mishnah, Chutz Mipachos Shava Pruta Bekaren. If the Ganav paid back, or let's say the victim, he was Mochel, everything except for less than a Pruta, Shava less than a Pruta of the Karen, he doesn't have to start chasing after him to pay him back. Amar Papa, lo shanu elo shein gazela kayemes. If it's less than a shava pruta, so then it's not worth anything. It's like he got rid of everything. So now we say that that's only true if the gazela is not kayem. In other words, it's not actually there. Aval gazela kayemes, if it still exists, then sarach leil chacher, he still has to go chasing after him because chashiran shema tiyaker. We're worried that maybe this thing that is still intact, it's still there, is going to go from value. It's going to go above a shava pruta. Then he's going to have to go after it. And in the meantime, he brought an usham, then the usham won't be good if it goes up, because we know that the usham can only be brought after he's totally done paying it back. So this thing goes up in value, even though right now it might not be worth anything, since we're worried it might end up being something, he has to go and he has to chase after him if it is still intact. It doesn't matter if it's existed or doesn't. If it doesn't have to go after him, we're not worried about maybe it's going to go back up in value and go above that amount. Let's say somebody steals three different bundles and they are three prutos. You have three bundles, I come and I steal it, and it's worth the total of three prutos. And then while I there by me, and then it goes down in value, and now it's only worth two prutos. Even if I go and return two of them, I have to return another one also. Even though when I return two of them, you know, all three of them is going to be two prutos. This means if it's two of them, it's going to be then the third one's going to be less than a pruta. Even so, the bottom line is that at the time that I stole it, it was worth a pruta, therefore I have to go, and I got to go chase you down and give it back to you. V'tana tuna, we also learn this in our Mishnah. Gozel chametz over lev pesach, if I steal chametz from you, and it's over lev pesach, now it's also behano'ah. Then vus is the din. The din is, omer lo, hari shechol fenecha, I can go give it back to you and say, all right, here, what's yours is in front of you. Here you go, enjoy it. Taima de'isebeine. Now, even though when I stole it, it's worth something, now it's not worth anything. The bottom line is, here it is. It's right in front of you. Time of the Sabine, it's only because it's actually still here. It's right here. Oh, less Sabine, but if it wasn't here anymore, if it was gone, and therefore, I'm not about to say it's in front of you. Even though this thing right now is not worth anything, since it was originally, I'd have to go and pay. I'm here too. Even though it's not worth anything, it's not worth the shabruta. Since it was originally, you have to go and you have to pay it back, and I got to give it all three back. Rav, I'm going to ask the question. Let's say I stole two bundles and they're worth a pruta together. I give back one to you. Wow, what's going to be the din now? Because definitely that remaining one is not worth a pruta. Right? So me, I'm reading hashta leka gazela. Do we say right now there's no gazela, meaning this thing's not even worth a pruta and therefore I'm not going to have to return it? Then we say, halo hadar gazela dahabi gabe. He didn't return this thing that's still in his possession right now. It's in front of him. So, since the one that I gave back is less than a pruta, I didn't return anything to the owner, and therefore I'm chayav to go and give him this second one. Hatar pashta, after it was asked, it was an answered. Gezela ein kan, hashava ein kan. Hold on one second. You're saying there's no theft over here, and there's nothing returned over here. Hold on a second. E gezela ein kan. If there's nothing stolen here, Ashava Yeshkan, then there is something that's returned, right? Since the Ganav isn't considered over in the Yisr anymore, so then how could it be the Chiev to return the stolen thing still be on him? Hachikam, it means just like this. Afa Pisha Gazelan Khan, even though there's no Gazel here, Mitzah Shava in Khan, there's no mitzvah of Ashava returning over here. Meaning to say that even though there's nothing that's actually valuable in my hands, and really midine mumminus, you can't do anything. You can't sue me or anything like that. I did not fulfill the mitzvah of returning something I stole, since I gave back what I gave back to you wasn't valuable. So in order for me to be able to cleanse myself, I have to return whatever I have left over. The Amarava. We're going to see something similar as it pertains to Nazir. Throwback to the Nazir days, my friends. Nazir Daf Membeis. Hare Amru. It says in the Mishnah, that Nazir Shegilech Vashir Shtei Saros, if Nazir shaves his head and leaves over two hairs, is after he finishes his whole process, he has to shave all the hair, he leaves over Lo Asa Velo Klum. He didn't do anything. In other words, like Shkayach, he shaved, but it's like he didn't do anything because he left over two hairs. Bayi Rava, Gilach Achas Venosher Achas, let's say he's left over, he shaves one of them and the other one, it falls out by itself. He didn't shave it, it fell out. Rashi says, Shegilech Achas Meishtaim Shashir, Venisha Shnia, Mau, Havigiloch Halo. Is that considered? What's the din? It says, the Gemara Mahu, and says Rashi explaining, is it called Giloch or not? Now, Amalei Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina. Nazir Shegilech Achas Achas Kami Boile L'Rava. What's your question? If someone shaves their head one hair at a time, is that considered shaving? Of course he's going to be good in such a case. Here also, it's obvious that he goes ahead and he's totally fine. Amalei, he says, no. Lo Tzricha Kigun Tzunasher Achas Mehen B'Giloch Achas. Not that you shaved one and the other one fell out, but rather we're talking about a case where first one of them fell out, and then he shaved the last one. Mi amin hashta mi ashal lekashiyar. Do we say that as of now, that there's no longer the amount of hair that's not shaved that's going to make it that it's no good, and therefore he's okay, he's fine? Or demo, we say hal lav giluach. That's not called giluach. He's got two left over. One falls out. The meikar hashir shtei saros. He left over two. V'ashak giluach lav shtei saros. Now when he shaved, there weren't two hairs that were shaving. It was only one, and therefore he's not good, and therefore he's got to grow it back, and he's got to do it again. Hadar Pasha, and they answered, Seir in kan, giloch in kan. There's no hair here, and there's no shaving here. E Seir in kan, giloch ish kan. One second. If there's no hair, then there is shaving. Hakam is it means to say, Afal pi, Seir in kan, even though there's no hair here, mitzvah giloch in kan. Don't think that means that there's a mitzvah. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of shaving his head. Let's see another one, which is similar now, a similar concept now dealing with Tumah. V'yamarav, Hare Amru, we say in the Mishnah in Kalim, Chavis Shenikva Ustamua Shmarim. Let's say you have a chavis, a barrel, it's made out of cheres, and it was put, says Rashi, V'nasnu Alpi Aruba, you put it like by the skylight, and then it gets a hole, and Rashi says, V'yamarav, Chasiyafas V'yosea. And what happened was that the stuff that's inside of it, the shmarim, that's like the dreg that's in there, it seals it off. Hitziluha, it saves it. How does it save it? It saves it from being able to be mekamel tumah from what's going on around it. That is, don't think that tumah now is going to go through that hole and going to mitame everything that's inside of it. That hole now is considered properly sealed. Tumah doesn't go in, and it's totally fine. It stops it from going through that aruba. So you see that it's considered totally sealed off. Bayi Rav, Rav says, agaf chetzia mahu. What about if somebody, there was a hole that was big enough that tumah can go in, but now they sealed it up and only half of it. Rashi says, agaf lashem agufa, a ceiling. Agaf chetzia haya ba tachteha se'ar, a shir nekev, letame. There was enough to letame the kli. The kli makabal tumah enu chotzeis b'fnei tumah. The agaf betit chetzia, and then you seal it off properly, but only half of the seal. Ma, what's going to be the din? Mi amin and hashna mi aleka shir nekev. It doesn't have the size of a hole there. Udama halu sasam shir stima. You didn't close off the shir that it was, so it was big enough, and then you can seal it off completely. Therefore, it's going to be tame. Amar le rav yeh mar rav ashi lav mishnah seni. Is this not our mishnah? At the time we learned in the mishnah, chavis shenikvo stamu shmar mitzilua. That if you have a chavis, a barrel that becomes holy, it gets all in it, and it gets sealed up by shmarim, then it's actually good, it's sealed. Pekaka bezmora, if it wasn't sealed by the shmarim, but rather by zmora. Zmora is like vines. Ad shimareach, it's still going to be able to pass through until you smear around it to seal it off. That means Rashi says betit, minat stadim, shel zmora, lesot mahetiv. That means you got to put like plaster, like to seal it off completely. The Hayuba Shtayim, if there were two vines that they took and they fashtupped into that hole over there, Achim Reach Minat Stadim, you got to make sure that you put, again, around it, Ubein Zmor Lechaverta, and also between the two vines, you have to put Tit. Taima Demirach. Now, the reason it's closed is because he sealed it off, the small different openings with clay. Halomirach Lo, but if not, then it wouldn't be good, and someone would go through. Amai, but why is that? V'tavei Agav Chetzia, shouldn't it be like the case of it's half closed over here, and therefore Tumah can't go through. So therefore, what do you see from here? Kum tochais, that unless you seal it completely, it's considered open, and Tumah's going to go through it. Amri said, "Hachashta, how can you compare the two? Hasam ilomereach lokai. If you don't smear clay around the area, then it's not going to stay over there. It's going to end up opening up because it's not stark enough. Agav chetzia b'midi dekai kai. But in the case where you sealed off after it with tit, if you plaster it off, it's going to stay over there. And therefore, it's considered closed enough, at least that part. So therefore, we want to know again that question, what's going to be in that situation, and we don't answer the question. V'yama Rava. Today is a big V'yama Rava day. Rava wants to know, Hare Amru, we know that it says in our Mishnah, Gozel chametz over the Pesach, if I stole chametz from you and then Pesach passes over while I have it. Omer lo Rishol Chofanecha, I can go and say, here, it's yours, take it. So Bai Rava, Rava comes along and he asked, beep, turn the page. Kofei, Amud Beis. Nishba Lav Mao. Let's say now I kept the chametz over Pesach, and then when I have my possession all the time, I end up lying to you. It's not near me, and I didn't have it, and I, you know, I don't know what you want from me, and I swear about the fact that I have it. What's going to be the din? Says Rashi Mahu Mia Minin Ha Manach V'yachal Liftor Boas Atzmov Ishtakach the Lav Midi Kafre. Is this considered a type of lie, a type of shvur that I lied, that with money, and now, therefore I'm going to be chayiv now to bring an asham, or not? Do we say that if chametz was stolen before I return it, if I go steal chametz from you and then somebody steals it from me, that before I had a chance to give it back to you, I'm going to have to pay you the amount it was worth at the time that I stole it, and therefore mamona kakafarle. What am I denying here? What's my fear over here? Am I lying? I'm being kofar the idea of money itself. Odelma, maybe we say, Hashta Mia Salmanach. Now chametz is right here by me. And all I have to do is to return it like it is. V'afra ba'amu. And this is also about enough. Therefore, it's like offer, it's like dirt. V'lo kofar le mamona. If I wasn't kofar, any mamon over here. So that's the question here. Is it like mamon or is it not like mamon? Milsa dibayale l'rava. Pshita leila rabba. This was a question to Rabba. Is actually pashit to Rabba. Dama Rabba. Rabba says, "Shori ganafta." If I go and I say to you, "Hey, you stole my shor, you stole my axe." Vu amar lo ganafta. You say, "I didn't steal it." Mativo etzlecha. And then I say, "Well, huh? Then why is it right there? I'm looking at it. It's right near you." And then the guy says back, "Oh, shamechinam ani alav. Yeah, I'm a shamechinam." Rashi says, "Vinishba." Well, hold on. And he swears to the fact that he's really shamechinam. And after he says, "You know what? You're right. I did steal from you." Chayiv, in such a case, you gotta pay an asham, even though you never ended up denying that it really belongs to me. Rashi says, Chayiv karban shvua, afal pishahoda kodnim shvua, but gufamam, even though you admitted it before, and shari potter atzum migneva veda. Since he patin himself from if something gets stolen or lost, because he's saying that he's a Shomer Chinam. He's swearing about being a Shomer Chinam. And we know he's Potter if this thing gets stolen or gets lost. But that's a Shomer Chinam. But if it's a Ganav, then he's going to be Chayev, even if something isn't honest. So he has to return what he stole from me, or the actual thing itself, or the value of it. But now when he swore that it was a Shomer Chinam, he wasn't a Ganav, he's now out of that case of having to pay for Geneva and Aveda. So, even though when he swore, he admitted that the stuff belongs to me, his shvuah is still considered like cash money. So it says, Shari Potter Atzim Meginim Aveda, Shomer Sachar Ani Alav. Let's say he said, I'm a Shomer Sachar. In other words, I'm getting paid to go and watch this. And then he swears and he says that's the case. After he admits to it, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv to bring an Asham. Shari Potter Atzim Meshvuah Umesa. He exempted himself from a Chiyav of if it gets broken or if it dies as a Shomer. Shoal and the love, if he says, I'm a Shoal, I borrowed it, and he swears I'm a Shoal, and then he admits he's not, that he lied, he stole it. Chayiv is going to chayiv again to bring an Asham, Shari Potter, Atzim, and Mesa, Machmas Malacha. Now he potted himself by the swearing. What he's saying is that he's not going to be chayiv if it dies via its work. It says, Rashi, Shoal, Potter, Mesa, Machmas Malacha, Machish, Basar, Machmas Malacha, Dilmeav, Malacha, Shalu, Valav, look, Mibachilasa, and he used it in order to work, and that's just like, let it stay in the side, in the shade. Ama afagav da hakayim. So we see that what? Even though it's right here, it's still there, and he's admitting to the fact that it belongs to that person, said he's not denying what he owes right now. Kevin Yimigdo Mamono Kakafar, since if it was stolen afterwards, he's denying money, cash money, because because his shvua is going to potter him from having paid anything. Hashanami Mamonoka cover here too. He's denying money as well. And Hachanami here also under kisses somebody says chametz it belongs to zasar v'pesach. Afikav da'afad v'ama yivil zasar v'ama kevin yimigna boy shlumi le mamonu amalia. Since if it wasn't to be stolen, he's have to pay back cashmani the amount that was at the time it was stolen. Hashanami Mamonoka cover le here too is he was cover money. He's got to pay cash money. Viter, the Bach switches here, Rav to Rabba. Yosef Rabba v'karmel lo shmaita. Rabba was saying over this idea that a ganav who's, you know, does a shvuah, he lies, and he says that really he's a shomer over it, that he's not to bring an asham, because he was getting himself out of having to pay something. Eisve, Rav Amram l'Rabba v'chicheshba. The Pasuk says about somebody who swore falsely, denying the fact that he owes money, and he denied it. Prat l'moda be'ikar. That's excluding somebody who's admitting to the ikar, to the fact that he actually does owe something. Meaning, if he swears about something, that but he's admitting to the fact that he is chayiv something, then he doesn't have to pay the chomesh and bring in asham. So ketzad, how so? Shor ganavta. If I say, hey, you stole my ox. Who amar lo ganavti? No, I didn't steal it. Mativa tzachay. I said, what's about you? And he says, no. The guy says back to me, atom achartali. You sold it to me. How do you have moda be'ikar in such a case? Well, it doesn't exist. He says, you gave it to me as a gift. Avicha Macharali, he says, your father sold it to me. Avicha sold it to me, your father gave it to me as a gift. Achar parasi ruts, or it chased after my cow by me. May Allah by its name. It came to me on its own. Toa b'derech matzasi, where I found that there was Toa b'derech, who was like wandering along the way. And I brought it in to me. That's just v'fisi l'bayis. And he says, well, I borrowed it. And then he swears all these things. And then after he admits to the fact that he actually stole it, you thought he was going to be chayav to bring a carbon nosham. They're saying that he denies it. Prat lamod v'ikar. That only in a case where he denies it is it going to be. And this is excluding a case where he admits to it. Meaning we see that straight up that if a ganav swears and he's lying, that he was, shomer, he's out of the category of having to bring an asham, which is against what we just said a moment ago. Amalei says to him, Tadura. Rashi explains Tadura is it's like a diss, like ain lave, like, well, you don't understand anything? Kitanya he, when we say that, Braisa, the Amalei Halach, that's talking about where the the one who's getting accused, that after he admits to the fact he owns, he immediately gives it back and he says, here it is, here's yours. Rashi says, Valeka lememer ilum mignev da kamekai vishakale. Says, here, this is your thing. Come and take it. Kikamina, when did I say that he's going to have to bring an asham when he lies? The kaima bagam. That's talking about where it's in the swamp. And we're not able to get it back. It's not here right now. In that case, since something could happen before he's able to get it from the swamp and we give it back, he now is going to pot himself from having to go and pay. Now, one of the things that we said in that price over there is the guy who said, responds to me, Atam Achartel, you sold it to me. My moda be'ikar, ika. How is there a moda be'ikar in the case? So the guy's admitting to the fact of an obligation over here when he says, you sold it to me. Lo tzvicha, you need it to Amalei, where he says, Lo nasati lach damei shakil tarach vazil. I didn't give you the money, so therefore you can go and you can take it back from me. Okay, what about the case of where he says, Atam nasati you gave it to me as a gift. Your father did. My moda be'ikar iko. What is there moda be'ikar that he's chayv anything? Amalei says to him, "Amanasta vidna loch naich denafsha." I'm getting it on condition that I'm going to do something for you or something for your father that you're going to be happy with. But I didn't actually do that. Shakatach Vazil. So here, actually, you know, take what belongs to you, take it back. Tobidach Matasi, what about the one on the road and I took it back? Lema Iba Lach La Dureli. Let him just say, you should have given it back to me. Like, why did you have it? You shouldn't give it back to me. Rashi says, Kisha Matsaso, Lawyer Lachala Oso, El Besacha should have brought it to your house. Say, Mechir Makir Ayisabo, you recognize, Vain Lacha Ganav, Golden Mizet. This is the greatest type of Geneva over here. So how can we say that this is a case of him, you know, of a, what does it mean? You said that he's like denying it. This is a case where he's actually totally admitting it. What do you mean? So it's like, well, I'm Rav Avuda Shmuel, but I'm a Shvua Aveda Matzasi. We're talking about a case where the guy says, I swear that I found this lost thing. I didn't know that it was yours to go and to give it back to you. Now, we know that if somebody has the ability of helping someone as a witness and they decide not to do that, that's bad news. You got to help people out if you can. And if you deny knowing something when you really did know something, then you have to bring a carbon called a carbon oliviori. The question is, what if you deny knowing something that is not vada going to help a case, but would maybe help a case? You have to bring the carbon in Atanya. Amar ben Azai, Shalosh Shavuos, saying there are three types of Shavuos. As Rashi says, that are connected. Be'idus aveda, shishbias aed, imra isa is avedasi, v'amar lav, achechoda. So we have the first case we're going to have over here is that the guy swears, I know nothing about it. Hikar bavalo, right, so, Hikar bavalo bimotza, he recognizes it, but he doesn't recognize the one who found it. So he sees this animal, some guy that he knows, but in someone's field he doesn't know. Or bimotza velo ba, or he recognized the person who found it, but not the thing itself. So he saw someone he knows that found something that's lost, but didn't know whose it was. But he knows who the person is that has it now. So then he should say, yeah, I found this lost animal, but I didn't know whether it's yours or not. And lo bav lo motzo. Or he didn't recognize either of it. He didn't recognize a thing. He didn't see this animal, this lost animal, and he didn't see anyone who had a lost animal. Lo bav lo bimotza. Lo bav lo bimotza. Well, first, let's take one step back to understand what are we doing here. Ben Azai is bringing up over here that you have some guy who loses his animal, and he says to an aide, you know, I'm asking you and I'm demanding of you to tell me anything you know about this animal. And he says by a shavua that he doesn't know anything about it. And then later, he admits that he lied over there. But the question is, what was the way that he lied in these cases over here? And the third one, we said, is lo bav lo motza. There's no either one of them. We say lo bav lo motza. If the guy says he didn't know either one, kushta ishtaba. He's being honest, right? So why is that case being brought? Ema ba ubimotza. He should say this last case is saying that he recognized both of it and its finder, and he was totally lying. Lamai hechasa. In reference to what halacha is he talking about these cases? Rabbi Ami Amar, Rabbi Chanina liftor. It's in order to pater. Ushmul Amar lechiyuv. In order to be mechayev. First opinion is pattern from bringing a carbon. Shmuel says no to make him bring a carbon. This is in reference to the machlokas in the following tanoim. The Tanya, hamashbia aid echad. If someone goes and makes somebody swear, one aid to testify for him, and he lies about it, pater. He's going to be pater from bringing a carbon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, mechayev. He says he's going to be chayev from bringing a carbon. That's the type of case that even if it could have helped the person, still you're going to have to go and pay. That is according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. My Miflagi, what are they arguing over? Marasava once says, Davar Hagorim Lamomun Kamamadom. If someone says, one says that something that can help money, then it's considered like money itself. Marasava Lav Kamamadom Dami. Right? And that would be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's second one. And the next one is Marasava, that's Tanakama Lav Kamamadom. It's not like Mammon over here. Okay, now, Amar of Sheshes. Let's go up straight to a person of a shomer who ends up denying. Amar of Sheshes, Hakofer Bapikadon. This guy says, you never gave anything to me, but actually he did give him something, and we end up knowing that that's the case. Rashi says, Ubo Adrian even comes to say it definitely did. Nasa love Gazlin. Now this guy becomes a Gazlin from the time he denies it. V'chayev ha'onsen, he's going to be chayev from any type of thing that happens that's onsen. Vitana tuna, and we also learned this, that v'kichesh ba, the pasuk says, that a person goes and he lies, and he denies it. Remember, we said this is also by a pikadon, then he has to go return it. Lamadnu onesh, we learned from here, we learned the punishment. We know that whenever there's a punishment brought down in the Torah, there's going to be a warning to it. Azhara minayin, where do we find this azhara, that you're not allowed to go and lie about such a thing over here? That is Tamid Lomar Lo Sichachashu. Torah says you shall not deny by lying. My love, Laonesh Kfira. Got over here. Switch over here. Rashi switches it. Hachi Garcia. My love, Onesh Kfira. Klomar Onesh Demai. Love Enshe Akfira. Afogav de Lo Ishtaba. Is it just the lying itself a problem? Even without a Shavuah? Lo. Laonesh Shavuah. So I'm going to tell you that this punishment is for a onesh of a shvua, of when a person goes in the sver falsely. I homet ketani sefer the ishtaba, but it says in the sefer, it's talking about a case where he swore, mechal de resha de lo ishtaba. It's talking about a case in the resha where he actually didn't swear. The ketani sefer, the sefer says, v'nishpa al Shaker, and he swore falsely. Lamadu Onesh. Therefore, we learn that an Onesh over here for the Shaker, denying the money. Asar Minayin, how do we know about the Asharath? That where's the warning? Tamid Lomar Lo Sashakaru, it says, you shall not lie. Pretty straightforward over there. That the pasuk, full pasuk says, Lo Signovu Lo Sakshu, Lo Sashakaru, Ishma Mesov, Lo Sashavu Bishmila Shaker. I mean, the Sefer Dishtaba, the fact that the Sefer is talking about he swore falsely, Reisha Delo Dishtaba. So I mean, the Reisha is where he did not swear. And that is the Bryce's case, talking about the quote-unquote punishment of being chayev, even if something is an ones. And therefore, this backs up Rav Sheshes. I mean, they say, Idi Dishtaba. No, really, both of these cases talking about where they swore. And Khan Shahodu, the later part is talking about where he admitted to the fact that he swore, and Khan Shabo Edom, the first one's talking about where Edom came and said it. Also, Edom Chayv Onsin. If Edom come along and did it, then he's going to be Chayv and Ones. Oduye Ode Chayv Bekaren Bechomish Oshim. But if he confessed himself, then he's going to be Chayv to the Karen, what he stole, and Chomish, and to bring in Oshim as well. Therefore, this doesn't back up Rav Sheshes' shtickle because we're talking about both cases where it was actually stolen. Now, Masav Rami, stolen. What are we talking about? Both cases talking about where they swore, where they lied. Masav Rami Rechama, we're not done with this. Let's try to knock off Rav Sheshes. V'kishenegdo chashad ala shvua. And somebody, this is Igamar Masechus Shavuos, Rashi brings down. Let's say you have a case where someone's modab b'mnitzas. He admits to the fact. I say, you owe me $100. He goes, no, I owe you 50. Now the guy has to swear, and then he's off the hook for the other 50. But let's say we know this guy is a liar. He constantly lies. Then what they did is we said that I should come and swear that you actually took the money from me. And then you only have to pay whatever it is. You move on. The question is, what would put the person into a category where he's no longer to swear himself, but I have to be willing to swear? Chashad al shvua. Kate said, how so? Echad shvuas ha'edus. That is that, let's say you, as a liar, you swore a shvuas edus, and you lied. It was a shvuas, swear of edus, of testimony. Or you swore that, you know, I said you have something, I left a pikadon by you, and you swear that you didn't have it, and it turns out you're lying. Vafilu shvuas shav, or even just straight up. He straight up swore and you lied. You make a swear that an elephant is an airplane, right? So now you have to swear to get off, but we don't trust you. So for him, Isa, if it's really true, or if Shesha says that a shomer who denies that he took a pikadon and is considered a gazlan, even without swearing falsely, bikfira hu deifsalei. Why are we saying the guy's out and he's done, that we disqualify him, he's puzzle, because of the fact that he swore falsely? We should simply say that he's out because he's a ganav, and ganav, and we don't believe. Says Gamar Amri, Hachamai Eskinu, what are we talking about? Dekoy ba'agam. We're talking about where the thing that he took, the mashkin, is in the agam, is in a swamp, and it's not with him when he's denying having it. Delav kfirahu, and therefore it's not considered like a total kfira. The savar, he's not trying to actually steal the thing. He wants to just buy himself time to bring it back, because he says, like, yeah, I'm only lying. I'm just trying to avoid him until I can bring it back from there. But he actually has in mind he's going to return it. Therefore, he's not a ganav. That's not the reason why he's out, but rather because he swore falsely. Hey, Dan, you should know there's a difference, you know, whether it's actually in his possession right now or in the swamp. Someone who denies that he took a loan, and afterwards, Edom show that's not true. He's still roy to go and bring Edus. He still can be an aid. Beep, turn the page. Kofav. But Pikadon, puzzle Edus. But someone who's denying the fact that he has a Pikadon, then he's not allowed to be an aid anymore. He's puzzle Edus. So something that's not in the possession right now, he took the loan but doesn't have it with him right now, that's not considered a puzzle Edus. But if he's denying something he does have in his possession right now, then he's going to be puzzle Edus. In fact, the Gemara of Homer Ilfa, but Ilfa says it's Shvua Kona. If somebody goes and he swears, he's Konet. Rashi says, Kasaka Taitich Lis Chayev Beonsin Mishosh and Nispa Lashekakom. I think he's going to be Chayev from the time that he, in Ones, and the time that he actually goes and he swears falsely. And that is, so, and what comes out is that Shvua Hidakanya, a swear, that someone swears he's going to acquire it. But aval kfira lo kanya, when it comes to being kofir, denying it, just a denial, he's not going to own it. What do you say to that? says Hachanami de Kaima Bagam. That too is also talking about a case where it's in the Agam. It's not actually in his possession at the time that he denied it. So unless he actually swears falsely, it's just considered pushing it off for the future. He can, so he can return it. Vibay Seima, or another answer is Shavua Kona. What does it mean when he says Shavua Kona? Kid Rav Huna. It means like Rav Huna. Says Rashi, Dekamre Ilfa Lagamre. Kamar, the Sulo Mishalam Rav Huna doesn't pay at all, like Rav Huna says. Tam Rav Huna Marav, Mana Libyadcha. If somebody says, a man of mine is in your possession, in other words, you have my thing in your hand. Halamar in Lechabiyadi. And the other guy says that nothing of yours is in my hand, Vinishba, and then he swears, Vakach Bo'id made him come and say he's wrong, Pater, the guy's going to be Pater from paying. Shenever the Pasuk says, Lakach Ba'Allah, Velo Yishalem. And its owner shall accept it, and he shall not pay. Kevin Shakiblu Abilam Shavua Shuv Ein Mishal Maman. It's telling us what, that once the owner received a Shavua, this guy doesn't have to pay anymore. So what does Ilfa mean? That the guy, he gets full ownership when he swears and he's putter from ever paying. And what about the idea of having to pay own sin? He can be master of Sheshis, that a Shomer is going to take hold of him, because it now belongs to him. The time he denies it, even without a shvuas shav. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.